Happy New Year.
新年好。
No, your New Year.
知道中国的新年回到。我们非常高兴再次来到这里。
It's always a privilege to worship the Lord together, isn't it?
每一次我们在一起敬拜主都是这么欢喜快乐。
A special thanks to Bianca and the ladies for leading us so well today in this time of honoring the Lord and focusing our praise and worship on Him.
我非常感谢敬拜团今天带领我们在一起有一个很好的敬拜。
I will turn this on. How about now?
Yeah.
All right.So I've been thinking about my message today, and I was thinking about 1970. I had just moved to Southern California to pastor my first church out of college. It was a little small church. And I lived in a very small house. And early at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened by the rumbling of the earth.
每天早上六点钟的时候，我就被地动山摇的这个声音吵醒。
And I could hear glasses and things in my house breaking and falling and breaking.
那我的房子，我家的这些玻璃的器皿就从桌上开始被震响了，然后掉在地上摔碎。
And I remember awakening from a deep sleep and being.Incredibly afraid because the ground was literally shaking underneath me.
我还记得我从深度睡眠中被吵醒的时候是很害怕，因为真的是地动山摇。
How many remember that earthquake?
你们在座的有没有人记得那一次的大地震？
There are a lot of things in the world that are going on today that make us feel shaky too.
今天的世界上发生的各种各样的事情也会让我们觉得摇摆不定。
The world of politics, the world of national defense, and the situations around the world where war is taking place.
各个地方的政治、战争，还有各种各样的领域发生的事情都让我们觉得很不安定。
It's in the context of that that David writes in one of his Psalms, If the foundations be shaken, what will the righteous do?
今天我们要看的这个诗篇就是在这样的背景下大卫所写成的。如果地的根基都动摇了，我们该怎么办？
So when I think about a shaky world, and I think about God's direction to us to live and abide in Him, the question is how...Can both of these things be true at the same time?
当我看到我们中国一边是地动山摇的世界，很不安定；另一方面是神说他的话安定在天，神的真理永不改变。我们怎么样调和这两种事实呢？
I think it's important in our faith to realize that when we abide or we live in Christ, that nothing can shake us.In our relationship with God.
我希望我们今天看到，当我们行在神的话中，住在神的里面，没有什么可以动摇。
David writes a lot about what it means to live in a shaken, uncertain world.
大卫写了很多的诗篇来描述，活在一个动荡不安的世界里是怎么样的。
In much of the Psalms, he is writing while he is being chased by King Saul.Who wants to kill him?
大部分他写的诗篇呢，都是发生在他被扫罗王追杀的时候。
In other parts of the Psalms, he is writing as the enemy is coming against Israel, and they are being forced into battle to defend themselves.
还有很多诗篇是他做了王以后，但是别的国家来攻打以色列的时候，他所写下的。
And in other instances, David is telling us about the inner conflict within himself.
还有大卫也写在他内心的里面的一些挣扎，一些征战。
Sometimes in those conflicts, he is crying out, "Where is God? Why have you abandoned me?"
在这些非常痛苦的挣扎里面，大卫也写下过，神啊，你在哪里？为什么你离弃了我？
Have you ever felt like that?
你有没有这样的感受过？
And so this psalm today, Psalm 15, addresses this question for us.
那今天我们要读的诗篇第十五篇就会来给我们回答这个问题。
So we're going to read it together. So if you find your Bibles and turn to Psalm 15, we're going to talk about how we live in a shaken world with an unshakable faith.
如果你有圣经，请翻到十五篇，我们一起来读，让我们来一起看，在摇摆不定的世界里，如何能够毫不动摇。耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？就是行为正直、做事公义、心里说实话的人。他不以舌头缠谤人，不恶待朋友，也不随火毁谤邻里。他眼中藐视匪类，却尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。他不放债取利，不受贿赂以害的乎？行这些事的人必不动摇。
So you notice when you look at this psalm, it starts by asking the question, "Who can dwell or abide in the presence of God forever?"
诗篇的这篇诗篇的开头，他就问一个问题，说谁能住在耶和华的圣山上
？And the really short version of this means, "Who really is going to go to heaven?"
他其实是在问一个问题，谁能进入天国呢
？And be eternally with Jesus.
在永恒的里面和耶稣在一起。
And then the next part of this psalm tells us some of the things that are a part of how we can live, so we can have also the assurance of spending eternity with Him.
那接下来他就举出了一些例子，说我们怎样可以在永恒的里面与神同在。
And then you notice at the very end it says, "He who does these things, he who lives this way, shall not be moved."
所以在诗篇最后的结尾，他说，行这些事的人必永不动摇。
So let's look together, shall we?
让我们一起来看。
And I really want to encourage you at the beginning of yet another year that the importance of this scripture is for us today.
那我非常希望鼓励大家在新的一年开始的时候，我们一起来学习这篇，以至于我们可以看到说神要我们怎么样行事为人。
So this psalm was written 3,000 years ago.
这一篇诗篇是在三千年前写下来。
And that's the beauty of the Word of God, that it still speaks to our hearts today.
神的话语就是这么奇妙，三千年后依然它对我们的心说话。
So the first thing I want to suggest to you today is that if we are going to live an unshakable life, we must walk in integrity or honesty before God and with ourselves.
那今天第一点我想给大家鼓励，就是说我们要活在一个不永不动摇的一个人生，就是要行事正直，对自己对神都诚实。
Notice what this verse says in verse 2. He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart.
就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的人。
The first part of this is that if we are to walk blamelessly before God, we must walk obediently before God.
那若是我们要在神和人面前行事为人正直，我们必须要顺服他。
So that we are doing what is righteous or doing what is right.
那我们必须要做对的事情。
Every morning I am asking myself this question, how can I live right? How can I live blamelessly before the Lord today?
每一天早上我都醒来以后问我自己的问题，我今天要怎么样才能做对的事情，在神的面前做一个正直公义的人。
Beverly and I decided this year to do something different.
我太太 Beth 和我今年决定做一些不同的事情。
We decided to not listen to the news in the morning.
我们决定早上起来的时候，我们不再看新闻了。
We decided that listening to the news in the morning kind of shook up our day before we even got started.
我们发现早上起来看新闻的话，就让我们觉得已经地动山摇了。So
what we are doing every day is we are reading through the Bible out loud.
所以每天早上呢，我们不看新闻了，我们就用这个时间，我们大声的来读圣经。
So every morning we read three books from the Old Testament. We're beginning in Genesis.
Three chapters. 每天早上我们会读旧约里面的三章.
And then I read to us one psalm.
然后我会来读一章的诗篇.
And that's how I ended up on the 15th psalm this week because it spoke to my heart so.
这是为什么我今天跟大家选择跟大家分享。
But when we're reading that psalm, we're asking the question, how does what I'm reading affect how I live?
那当我每天在读这些经文的时候，我就问我自己，我今天所读的神的话可以怎么样的应用在我的生活当中呢？
Let me give you an example.
举个例子。
So 2 days ago, we read a passage of scripture from Exodus, from the book of Genesis, about the life of Joseph.
几天前我们读到约瑟在旧约创世纪里面读到约瑟的生活。
Chapters 42 through 44 are about how Joseph, who is sold into slavery, is restored to his family.
那约瑟在他年少的时候被卖到埃及做奴隶，读到40几章的时候就讲到他的生命被神所恢复重建。
If you remember the story, in the end, his brothers have to come stand before him.
那如果你读过，你就知道在故事最后，他的哥哥们其实是要来到他的面前，再见到他。
And they're afraid.
他哥哥们都很害怕。
You remember what Joseph says?
您记得约瑟怎么说的吗？
Even though the devil intended this for evil, God has turned it into good.
你们虽然做了恶事，但神却使用这件事成为以色列全家的祝福。
So. What do I think about that for my own life?
那当我读到这儿的时候，我在想跟我的生命有什么关系呢？
So Bev and I talk about that.
我跟我太太就开始谈论。
And we're getting older.
我们年纪大了。
I know you're surprised to hear that.
听到是不是很惊讶？
And we have more aches and pains than we used to.
那身体上也会有一些疼痛。
And we ask ourselves, how is God going to use this season of our life to bring glory to Him?
那我们就开始问，神要怎样使用我们在这个人生阶段来荣耀他的名呢？
And we're just thankful every day that the Bible says that though the outer man may be destroyed, the inner man is being renewed in Christ.
就像圣经上说，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天胜似一天。
That's a great verse. And it really means even though our bodies may become more frail, God can strengthen our hearts from the inside out.
我们的身体，肉体会渐渐的老去，但是每一天都用圣灵更新我们的心意。
So do you get my example here this morning?
大家有没有get到我举的这个例子？
That if you read the Bible in the morning and ask, what does that mean to me for today? God will guide your steps.
若是你也每天早上起来读一段神的话，开始问神，今天这段话怎么样可以应用在我的生命中，上帝会开始带领。
It really works.
真的是有大的。
But not only does he say that we should be obedient to God or stand before him blamelessly, he says that we are to speak truth in our hearts.
神在这里不仅是强调说我们要顺服神，住在他里面，也说我们要诚实，说真话。You
know, it's really easy to lie to ourselves.
对自己撒谎，其实自我欺骗是很容易。To
say something like, it's not really that bad.
或许对自己说，其实也没那么糟。Or
God doesn't care about that.
神其实不在意这个。
Or I'm going to church, so that should be enough to make God happy. We have to be honest to ourselves. And in the 51st Psalm, David says, Lord, search my heart.
Uh, 诗篇第51篇, 大卫说, 神啊, 求你来鉴察我的心。
Know my thoughts.
搜索我的意念。
Try me and see if there be any wicked way in me.
试验我，看看我里面有什么恶行没有。
That's how I want to stand before God with honesty.
这就是我竭力要用诚实来设立在神面前。
And sometimes when I do that, God says, your attitude is not always what it should be.
有的时候当我这样设立在神面前，神就说你这个态度啊有点不端正。
Sometimes you're not very nice to your wife.
你太太一点也不善良。
But I have to be honest before God, right?
但我面对神，我必须要诚实。
And this is what helps me to walk uprightly before Him.
这就是神怎样帮助我一点一点的正直的行在神的面前。
And it keeps my life from feeling shaky.
也让我的生命不至于觉得很摇动。
Because I'm anchoring my life and the way that I live in the foundation and the counsel of God's word.
因为我把我的生命的根基牢牢地扎根在神的话语和真理上。
So that's the first thing. You ready for some more?
这是第一点，大家预备好听第二点了吗？
This passage of scripture also suggests that we must treat each other with Christ-like kindness.
这段经文也告诉我们说，我们必须要以像耶稣一样的善良来对待别人。
You notice in this passage of scripture, it says we should not slander each other with our tongues.
他不以舌头缠谤人。
We should do no evil to our neighbor.
不恶待朋友。
And we shouldn't hold a grudge against our friends.
也不随火毁谤邻里。
So if we're walking uprightly before God and being honest about our relationship with Him this way,
那若是向上跟神的关系，我们是正直和诚实的。
Then that should impact our life this way as we relate to one another.
那么平行的，在我们跟别人的关系里面，也应该是诚实和正直的。
We live in a world of unkindness.
我们活在一个大家都很刻薄的年代。
Of political anger.
大家都在讨论政治的时候都觉得很愤怒。
Of name calling.
或者是指名道姓的骂人。
Of hatred and murder, even on our streets.
或者是仇恨，或者是甚至在当街就会发生谋杀这样的事件。
Usually every day I read on my phone a little blurb or a little summary of the news.
即使我现在每一天在我手机上就大概看一下今天的新闻头条。
And yesterday when I did it, I noticed that 8 out of the 10 things that I read were about somebody doing evil to someone else.
那昨天我读了十条头条，里面有八条都是在讲有一个人对另外一个人做了一件恶事。
We live in a world where it feels that evil is reigning.
我们活在这样的一个时代，就是每一天都被这样的恶事、坏事所充满。
And we should not be surprised at that.
其实我们一点也不惊讶。
The Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air.
圣经里面说，魔鬼是在这个地上掌权。
God is greater than he is.
神比魔鬼更大。
But Satan is exercising his influence in the world today.
但撒旦正在世界的各个领域来使用他的影响。
Peter says he goes around like a lion looking for whom he may devour.
他像一个狮子一样遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So the Bible really talks about how we talk, how we speak to one another.
所以在圣经的教导，它非常的着重我们怎么样对待或者是跟身边的人讲话。
And how we act, how we treat one another.
我们怎么样对待身边的人。
I recently had the privilege of writing a book.
那我最近非常有幸，我在写一本书。
It's called Choosing Your Words Wisely.
叫有智慧的选择你讲的话。
It's built around this idea of being very careful and intentional about the things that we say.
就是说，在每一句出口的话呢，都要非常的谨慎和小心。
So when the Bible says, do not speak evil of others,
所以当, 圣经里说不要说别人的坏话,
the New Testament says in the book of Ephesians, let no filthy communication come out of your mouth.
以弗所书在新约里面以弗所书说你们口里面不可有污言秽语。
Except that which is useful in building someone else up.
所有你们说的话都是要建造别人。
So it's never appropriate for me to gossip or to slander or to speak evil of anybody.
所以传闲话或者是毁谤别人永远都不应该是我们做的事情。
I know that I cannot, sometimes I fail at that, right?
有的时候我会失败。
Can't believe the person would do that.
我不敢相信那个人竟然这样对我。
Can't believe our president would act that way.
不敢相信我们的总统竟然会做这样的事情。
And I think we can have those feelings, but how we act and comport ourselves is very, very important.
我想有这样的感受都正常，但是我们怎么样回应到我们说话的时候，这个是我们要做的一个决定。
It says here, do not act with malice towards one another.
这边讲说不要恶待朋友。
And the New Testament says, be kind one to another.
那在新约里面讲说你们要彼此善待彼此。
Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
原谅别人就像神宽恕了我们的罪一样。
So when we are acting kindly, we are showing and modeling what Jesus is like.
所以当我们善良仁慈对待他人的时候，我们其实就在效法耶稣基督。
We are acknowledging that He has forgiven us. So that we should be willing to forgive others.
我们其实是在说，谢谢主，你饶恕了我的罪，所以我能够饶恕别人。
The last thing this little verse says is, "Do not be bitter towards others. Don't hold a reproach against anyone."
这一节最后一部分其实是讲说不要对他人心怀怨恨。
The book of Hebrews says, "Beware lest a root of bitterness come up within you."
圣经里面这边里面讲说，不要让这个怨恨在你的心里面长出毒根来。
The Bible says it not only hurts you, but it affects everybody around you.
说如果说我们允许这样的苦毒在我们里面生长，不仅会伤害我们自己，也会影响身边的人。
So how can we be Christ-like?
所以我们怎么样才能效法基督呢
？Sometimes I write on Facebook.
有的时候我会在脸书上写东西。
I try to write things to encourage people to treat each other well.
我尝试写一些帖子来鼓励大家善待彼此。
I have a cousin who's about my age, who is a Christian who lives in Southern California.
我有一个堂兄跟我差不多大，他住在南加州。
And I read on his Facebook post something that he wrote that was very critical of Christians and the church.
那他的脸书上有一段帖子，就是非常严厉的批评基督教和基督徒。
And I wrote him back and I said, Michael, I love you, my Christian brother.
我就给他留言，我说Michael, 我真的好爱你，你也是基督徒，也是我的兄弟。
But I said I don't think it's helpful or constructive. We write this kind of thing about one another.
但我真的不觉得说你写这样的东西有助于任何人的成长。
And he wrote me back this sentence, and I'm not sure whether you understand it, but he said, "Oh Dale, don't be a wimp."
就说 Dale, 你别这么胆小，别这么懦弱。
So I felt a little bit.Angered by that response. But I wrote back and said, Michael, we all are entitled to have our own opinions and thoughts about every issue.
我就跟他回复，我说 ，Michael， 我们每个人都有自己的想法和看法。
But it doesn't give us the right to be unkind to anybody. I challenge you, my brother, to choose your words wisely.
我说，但是这并没有给我们权利去批评论断别人或者对别人恶语相向。我挑战你，看你能不能以良善对待别人。
So he didn't write me back.
他再没回复我。
But I hope you heard my words.
但我盼望说这个信息达到了他的心。
I want to be, in the way that I live, in a shaky world, an instrument of kindness, peace, and healing, because I think that's what God would have me to do.
我非常盼望在这个摇摆不定的世界里面。 做一个能够带来医治，能够建造别人，能够鼓励大家仁慈待人的人。
In a shaky world where everybody is screaming and shouting,
在摇摆不定的世界里，大家都在呐喊尖叫。
We need to have some of those who speak the peaceful counsel of God's word.
我们确实需要有从神而来的，能够讲出从神而来的平安。
All right, here's the third thing. We are to fellowship with those who fear God. Notice what it says here.
第三点, 我们要与敬畏神的人交往。
In our eyes, a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord.
第四节, 他眼中藐视匪类,
In the Hebrew, the verse that says a vile person is despised means that we have a hatred of that which is vile and sinful.
在希伯来文当中，就是藐视匪类，就是说，他心里很瞧不起，或者是很恨恶罪。
We really want to cover up sin and make it okay, right?
有的时候我们看见罪，就觉得说，哎，把它盖起来。A
friend of mine spoke at our church one time and told this story.
我有一个朋友有一次讲到关于我们教会的事情。
He told about the fact that he had a big pile of manure to use for fertilizer in his front yard. So it was kind of stinky, but he had it there saving to use it. He said he didn't get a mood, but one day snow came and it covered the whole pile of manure and it looked absolutely beautiful.
他说这个粪堆在他的前院里面还没用，但是有一天忽然下雪了，把这个雪把这个都盖住，就看起来可漂亮。But
he said when the sun came along, the snow melted.
但是太阳一出来，雪就化了。And
guess what? That pile of manure was there and it still smelled pretty bad.
但是鸡粪就都暴露出来，而且还是特别臭。
He said that's like sin.
他说这个就像罪。
You could try to cover it up and dress it up, but it's still going to be the stinky old sin that it is.
你可以试图把它掩盖遮盖起来，但它罪就是罪。
And we're to despise sin, aren't we?
我们应该要恨恶罪。
We're to hate the things that Jesus hates.
恨恶耶稣所恨恶。
We're not to compromise and wrap our arms around sin.
而不是妥协，甚至是拥抱罪。
But we are to despise sin.
而是要恨恶罪。
We don't despise the sinner.
我们却不恨恶罪人。
For we were once sinners.
因为我们曾也是罪人。
The Bible says that Christ died for those of us who are sinners because he loves us.
圣经上说耶稣为罪人死，因为他爱我们。
So we cannot really have fellowship with the world, can we?
所以我们其实是没有办法与世界相交的。
2 Corinthians 6 asks the question, what agreement can God and the devil have?
跟一个后书第六章说，属基督的和属世界的有什么相交呢？
And what kind of fellowship is actually possible between an unbeliever and a believer?
那信与不信的有什么相交呢？
We can only have true fellowship with those who fear God as believers.
所以我们只能跟敬畏神的人有真正的在灵里面的相交。
Can we have a friendship with unbelievers?
那我们可不可以跟不信的人做朋友呢？
Absolutely.
可以的。
But to share together the deeper things of God that bind us together is not possible with someone who does not trust in Christ.
但真正要在灵里面有团契、有相交。 其实很难，几乎不可能跟不信主的人有这样的深交。
And that is why a Christian cannot marry a non-Christian and expect to have fellowship together.
这就是为什么圣经说信与不信的不能同父一个，就是说基督徒和不是基督徒人不能够结婚在一起。
So the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together.
不能共负一轭。
And so when we have a basic disagreement about the things of God and their importance in our life, it is not a good formula for trying to build a relationship, is it?
因为当我们对于人生最根基性的，比如说有没有神，都没有办法达成一致的话，我们很难继续发展别的友谊或者关系。
And I would just add this point. Sometimes we marry someone and maybe we come to find Christ and they don't.
那我必须要加一点，就是说有的时候我们已经结婚了，但我们还不信主，但结婚以后我们信主了，但我们另一半却不愿意信主。
And what does the Bible say by that, about that?
圣经上是怎么教导的？
The unbelieving spouse is sanctified by the believing spouse or is set apart unto God.
那即使是这个还没有信主的配偶，也因着信主，他的先生太太已经信主，就成为圣洁。
God can then use you, can't he, to share your faith and have a positive impact upon that one who does not yet know Christ.
那神确实能够使用他的儿女，成为还不信主配偶的帮助和见证。
We don't want to have shaky lives, so we want to observe the principles that God gives us for long-lasting relationships.
我们不希望说活在一个摇摆不定的世界中，所以我们非常要扎根在神给我们的这些原则的里面。
So the Bible says here, but honor those instead who fear God.
所以在这边讲说要尊重那些敬畏耶和华的人。
Fellowship with the body of Christ is so important.
跟神的身体，就是教会在一起，团契是非常重要的。
I know that, or you wouldn't be here today, right?
你们一定知道这个，不然你们今天也不会来聚会。
But I want to emphasize it today.
但我还是要强调这一点。The
Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and even more." As you see the day approaching.
希伯来书说，你们既知道那日子临近，就更不可停止聚会。
What day is God talking about?
那日临近，那日是哪一日？
The day of his return.
基督再来的时候。
And what's happening as the day of Christ's return in our world? What's happening?
当基督再来的时候，世界上会发生什么？
Things are getting worse. The Bible says they will get worse, right?
世界会变得越来越混乱。
So the Bible says in these days when things are getting worse and we know Christ is returning soon, fellowship with one another is vitally important.
所以神说当这个世界越来越混乱，你知道主来的日子近了，那就更重要说要与神的身体交往。
We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
1 Corinthians 12 says, each of us in the body of Christ, all of us here today, actually belong to one another.
跟罗前书说，我们作为基督里面许多的肢体，我们都属于同一个身体。
I can look at you and say, you're my sister, Bianca.
我可以看着你说，Bianca，你是我的姐妹。
You're my brother, Jackson.
Jackson，你是我的兄弟。
Because we're part of the family of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
Amen. That's a wonderful thing. So this should be an easy thing for us to see the importance of. And that is that as we fellowship together, we encourage one another.
很重要的一点是，当我们在一起团契、一起连结的时候，我们就彼此成为鼓励。
And that keeps us from feeling shaky and uncertain in our Christian life.
这个就帮助我们在做一个基督徒活在这个世界上不会摇摆不定。
Here's the fourth thing. We must be grounded in our biblical faith.
第四点，我们必须要深深地扎根在基督的信仰当中。
It talks about the one who swears to his own hurt and does not change.
他说他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏也不更改。
It's a person who commits himself by his word to something he believes, even though in the end it may hurt him.
他这边描述一个人深深地扎根在圣经的真理当中，即使他自己吃亏，他也不会更改。
It is of so much importance to him, he is not going to waver even if it creates pain and discomfort.
就是说即使他自己受了损失或者受了伤害他也不会左右摇摆。
In a sense, we do that when we get married.
某种意义上来说我们结婚以后就是这样的状况。
In that wedding, we say in our covenantal commitment words like these.
在结婚的婚礼誓言的这一环节我们会说这样的誓言。
I will be faithful to you in sickness and in health.
不论疾病或健康。
I will be faithful to you whether rich or whether we're poor.
不论贫穷或富裕。
We're saying, I'm committed to you in the good times and the bad times, even though it may be painful.
我都会选择与你在一起并且忠于你不论是好的生活还是坏的事情发生。
And that is important for us in our relationship to God.
那在我们跟神的关系里面这一点也非常重要。
But to do that, we have to know what we believe.
那若要能做到这一点，我们必须要清楚地明白，知道我们相信的到底是什么。
Here's the promise of God.
神的应许是这样。
If we know what the Bible says,
如果我们知道圣经是怎么说的，
and we believe it,
我们也相信圣经，
we will not be shaken by every wind of doctrine that comes around.
那在世界里这些摇摆不定的道理或者说法都不能动摇我们。
Because we know what the Bible says, our feet will be anchored in the sure promises of God's word.
因为我们的信仰扎根在神的应许、神的话中。
So the challenge to us is to not compromise the truth.
所以对于我们的挑战就是说不要妥协。
There's a lot of pressure upon us in the church.
在教会里面都会面对很多这样的压力。
Some pressure is to say that not everything the Bible says is true.
有些人会说圣经里面也不是所有的话都是真的。
We have to reject that.
我们必须要拒绝这种说法。
Some people would say it's all right to kill little babies in the womb. We would say that's not what the Bible says. We reject that, right?
比如有些人说可以堕胎。那我们就必须要拒绝这种说法，因为圣经里不是这样讲。
The Bible says that marriage is between a man and a woman. We are not going to reject that. We believe that's what the Bible teaches, right?
比如圣经说婚姻是在一男一女当中，所以我们就认同就是真理。
And if we don't hang on to those things which are a part of our foundation.We are going to watch our society around us, our culture, continue to fall apart.
那若是我们不能够牢牢地扎根在这些真理的根基当中，你就会看见你身边的世界就会渐渐地开始分崩离析。
Remember the question I asked at the beginning that the psalmist said, if the foundations be destroyed, if the foundations be shaken, what are the righteous to do?
就像最开头我问的那个问题，若是地的根基都动摇了，我们应该怎么办呢
？We are challenged in the word to stand strong and faithful in the Lord and in His word.
那我们的挑战就是对神的话语、神的真理忠心。
There's an old song we used to sing, "How firm a foundation we have in Christ."
以前我们会唱一首诗歌叫。在耶稣的里面，我们有坚固的根基。
And that guards us against any earthquake the enemy may send to our lives.
这个会破除仇敌魔鬼给我们带来的任何的摇摆不定。
The final verses talk about the misuse of our money, putting our money out and lending it to people who need help and charging them for it.Or allowing ourselves to be bribed to take money against someone who is innocent.
最后一部分他在讲说，怎么样正确的使用我们的钱财和资源，不放债取利，也不收受贿赂。
That was a mouthful, wasn't it? She's doing such a great job. I appreciate it. The Bible really talks about generosity.
圣经很强调慷慨。
And it talks about, in Matthew 11, laying not up for ourselves treasures in earth.
马太福音十一章讲到说，不要积攒在地上的财
富。It talks about us laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven.
而为自己在天上积攒财富。
When we invest money, Betty and Beth and I were talking about this today, when we look for our joy in material stuff, we're never satisfied.
我跟我太太谈过说，当我们在积攒财务资源的时候，永远我们的心都不觉得满足。
And the writer of Ecclesiastes says, you can work all your life and put all your money aside, but when you die, someone else gets it anyway.
就是传道书说，你可以用毕生的时间积攒财富，但当你一旦去世，别人就会继承你的财产。
So the challenge is to lay up eternal treasure in heaven.
所以诀窍在于要在天上积攒财富。
I'm going to make a confession today. Sometimes I like my stuff.
我必须要承认，认罪说，我有的时候我很喜欢我的东西。
I like my iPhone.
我喜欢我的 iPhone.
I like my car.
我喜欢我的车。
I love the place where I live.
我喜欢我所住的房。
But they are all going to go away someday, right?
但有一天他们都将过去。
My deep affection is for the God who I serve.
那我心中的这些喜爱都是向着我所服侍的神。
And I know whatever may happen to my iPhone, to my car, and to my house, God will not desert me or abandon me.
我也知道说，即使我失去我的 iPhone, 我的车，我的房子，神他永远不会离弃我。
Bev and I drive around town often, and I often see homeless people.
有时候我跟我太太在市区里面开车，我们就会看到无家可归的人。
I'm always asking myself, what would Jesus do?
我就会问我自己，那耶稣如果在这里，他会做什么？
It's a hard question, isn't it?
挺难的这个问题。
I pretty much decided that giving money isn't a good thing.
但是我也决定了说，给他们钱可能不是对他们并不好。
We drive by a particular man who's on Broad Street in front of Marigold Shopping Plaza.
那我们在Broad 那条街上路过Wong's 前面那条街的时候，就看到这样一个男的。
He's been there for 2 years.
他已经在那儿坐了两年了。
He sits there in the rain with an umbrella and his shopping cart on the side.
他有一个超市的购物车在那儿，然后他下雨天他也坐在那儿。
Every day I go by him, I say to him, I feel so bad about that man.
每次我路过那儿，我就跟我太太说，哎呀，我真是为他感到难过。
And recently, when I said that, Beth said, so what are you going to do about it?
所以有一次，最近我太太就问我说，那你要怎么办呢？
I wasn't happy that she said that.
说这个时候我就很不开心。
But a couple of days ago, I was driving into that shopping center, and God truly, not in a voice, impressed my heart and said, so what are you going to do, Dale?
所以有一天我要去超市的时候，神的声音就进到我的心里面，就问我说 ，Dale， 你要做点什么呢
？So I went over to Taco Bell and I bought a gift card that would provide meals for him, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 lunches, and parked my car and then went down to sit by him on the street.
所以我就去进到 Taco Bell 里买了一张礼卡，大概可以买7顿午餐，的价值，我就跟他一起去坐在他旁边。
When I give things away like this, I always say this.
当我去给别人赠予别人这些东西的时候，我总会说这样的话。
This is not from me. This is from God.
这个不是我给你的，这个是从神来的。
He loves you.
神爱你。
And He impressed this upon my heart to give this to you.
神对我的心说话，让我把这个给你。
Well, his name is Jeremy.
这个人他叫 Jeremy.
He's 50 years old.
他50岁。
His birthday was 2 days before I came.
再过两天就是他的生日。
And he's a born again Christian.
他也是一个重生的基督徒。
He had a Bible and a notebook.
他有一本圣经，还有一个笔记本。
And other Christian reading material.
还有一些其他的基督教的阅读的材料。
And when I asked him what he needed, he said, "I need nothing. I have everything that I need."
当我问他说你还需要点什么呢？他说我什么都不需要。
But we hugged each other and I prayed for him before I left.
我就拥抱他，然后并且为他祷告。
And I have this feeling.
那我有这种。
I don't really know how he felt, but I know how I felt.
我不知道他的感受是怎么样，但我非常确定我的感受。
Because I felt that little bit amount of money I had spent was laying up treasure in heaven.
我知道我虽然花了那一点钱给他这个，但是我知道我在天上积攒的财富。It's
my goal to stop by there at least once a week now and say hi to Jeremy and encourage him.
我现在的目标就是至少我一周一次经过那的时候，我要去跟 Jeremy 说一点鼓励的话。
I think that when we invest in others, it gives meaning to our existence.
当我们愿意投资在别人的生命里的时候，这种行为会让我们自己的生命也变得有意义。The
Bible says we're strangers here and our citizenship is in heaven.
圣经说我们都是在世寄居做客旅的，我们是属天的子民。
The Bible says when we help those who are needy, it says if we were doing this to Jesus Christ himself.
圣经说，你们若是接待这样一个有需要的人，就是接待耶稣基督。
And that gives me a feeling of value and stability in a very, very shaky world.
那这样的善行也让我在这个摇摆不定的世界里面觉得非常的牢固。
The Bible says that he who does these things we talk about will not be moved.
最后一节说，行这些事的人必永不动摇。
In the very next Psalm 16, David writes these words.
在诗篇16篇，紧接着大卫写下这样的诗句。
I have set the Lord ever before me.
我将神耶和华摆在我面前。
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
因他在我右边，我必不致动摇。
Thank God that he gives us unshakable faith.
感谢神给我们一个毫不动摇的信心。
In a shaky world.
在摇摆不定的世界当中。
God bless you.
愿神祝福。